Great win for our guys. Great win over a really good team. I told the guys in the locker room two things. One, in our first two games, we're 2-0 against teams that I really believe are going to win 8, 9, 10 games. I think we really did a nice job against two quality opponents. And the second thing was we needed that game. We had a lot of adversity, especially in the first half, and we kind of rose above it. We got to a 14-0 lead. And then turn the football over on a play and give them credit. The momentum flipped a little bit. They made a nice drive, got points, and had another nice drive to make it 14-10, and they had the momentum. And then great job by Coach Klein and our offense and getting that touchdown before half. That was so critical, knowing that we were going to come out and have to kick the ball off to them. We talk about a 4-over-4 mentality, which is the last four of the first half and first four of the second half, and that was critical for us to get that score. So pleased with the win. Yeah, we've got to continue to get better and clean some things up, but that's a quality opponent we beat.
Yeah, Coach, 42-13. Does the score really not reflect how challenging this was?
It does not at all. They were really, really good on defense, and I thought they did a great job of trying to make us one-dimensional and not allowing us to rush the football. We continued to do some good things in the run game, probably not consistently like we'd want, but give them credit. But we were able to get some big plays in the pass game. And then I thought their quarterback's a good player. We were going to try to shut down their rush game too. We gave them one big run that we missed a fit. But other than that, I thought we did a really good job in the rush game. Their wideouts are good players.
Can you assess how Will played?
I know that he was kicking himself for the one pick that he threw in the end zone, probably taking a shot, getting a little bit greedy potentially. But I thought he really settled in after that and said, okay, I made a mistake. Now I've got to own it, and I've got to come back and play really well. And I thought he made some really good plays in that second half. The kind of flip pass to RJ was big. Him getting the big run right before half so that we could get the third and short or fourth and short conversion, I thought that was big. So I thought he settled in and played really well.
This is two games in a row where the defensive line has kind of had its way with the opposing team up front. How just kind of efficient is that?
Well, just we're rotating so many guys is what is so important, and we're playing a lot of guys in there, and we're getting good penetration. We're doing a really good job fitting the run. And that's the thing that I'm probably most excited about is we work hard on our run game. And, we were hitting our fits and hitting them physically and then pushing the pile back. We didn't have a bunch of missed tackles on the perimeter. I thought our perimeter run defense was much better. I thought Will Lee showed up a few times really well in the run game.
Also want to ask, what do you think it does for Phillip Brooks to put that kind of game together?
You know, I was so happy for Phil, and we went to him a number of times, and we're probably putting a lot on him, returning punts, returning kicks, as well as what he's doing in the receiving group. So, but he's been here a long time. He takes care of his body exceptionally well, and Phillip wants that role.
You obviously got that touchdown right before halftime. For the third quarter defense, their first three drives, they had -1 total yards. Talk about the defensive effort coming out of
that. Yeah. Well, they had their way in the second quarter a little bit, so we had to make some adjustments, and I thought our guys really adjusted well. I can't say enough about Jacob Parrish in the pass game. Jacob Parrish was phenomenal today, covering really good receivers. And, when we were winning on first down, creating some second, the first half we just couldn't get off the field on third and long. Those guys were making great plays. In the second half, we were able to do that, and we were able to get a little bit more pressure on the quarterback too.
Was Keegan Johnson kind of a quiet by your season?
Yeah, he was. He was limited this week and started to get better as the week went on. But the other three guys have been playing really well, so we wanted to give him an opportunity, and I'll let kind of Matthew handle that. But I know that we talked late in the first half about getting him into the football game, but it probably fit well for him to not get warm and then cool down and wait till the second half. But I think everybody can see he's a special receiver and a really good player, and it was great to see him being explosive, and he made some big-time plays, and we're happy to have him back.
Do you feel like Jaden Jackson has kind of emerged in the situation?
He jumped on the opportunity, and that's the thing. That catch he made on the long 40-yarder in double coverage, and Will put it in a spot only Jaden can get. But Jaden ran through the catch, and that was a huge play at a critical time. I think they had just gotten a field goal to cut it to a true two-score game, and it was really important for us to get points on that next drive.
And your rush packages seem like they're starting to come together with Toby lining up over the edge?
Yeah, I was pleased with Toby getting an opportunity. He just needs snaps to get more and more comfortable. And he, you know, it was hot out there, so he subbed in for Dez a handful of times as a true Sam backer, which he just needs those quality reps so that he can continue to learn to play that position. But where he's really impactful is rushing the passer.
I want to go back to that touchdown he did score right before halftime. You know, you take the sack early in that drive, and some coaches are going to decide, hey, momentum's not on our side. Let's just take it to the locker room, maybe not make a mistake. How easy is it to make the choice to continue to take those timeouts and go for that one? And
yeah, had we had the game maybe under control or thought we were doing really well, maybe I would have done that. But it just gotten to 14-10. We didn't have any momentum going. And they're getting the ball to start the second half. And that's trust in Will Howard, honestly. I trust the kid so much that I wanted to call the timeout. I thought CK made a great call to run him to get into a manageable situation so that we could, you know, if it was 3rd and 12, it would have been a different story. But I think we had a 3rd and short that we were able to complete the ball to Phil. But that was huge. And we needed to get points. We talk about a mentality of coming, ending the first half and starting the second half. And that was critical for us.
Offensive line looked pretty good after Troy had pulled it in 28-13. Was there something said after they pulled it to a 2-score game?
Well, I think there was a lot of things said. but you got to understand our offensive line coach. But I would also tell you, let's not, you know, Troy has got good defensive players. And they fit the run really well, and they fit downhill. I was really pleased with our guys, the way they responded. Because we had some really tough yards that we were able to get, and we were able to, after Jaden got the catch, run the football for 2 or 3 first downs and really get the fourth quarter out of it so that, you know, their staff would have said, now we'll just kind of run the ball and we'll get out of here now. But that was critical, and I thought our O-line, we needed that game. We needed to have our O-line go against really quality people like that, because that's what it's going to be all year.
Coach, I know you're still trying to kind of work through some combinations on the offensive line, but did you feel like you had a good one in the second half?
Yeah, we moved Coop out, and as much of that is, you know, TP's play. And, you know, Taylor hasn't played a lot of football in the last couple of years, everybody knows, but prior to that, he was one of our best offensive linemen. And he's a guy that just needs reps. I was encouraged with line gang. I was encouraged with what Hadley's continuing to do. And then, you know, it's hard for Cooper to be on both sides. We also got Christian Duffy to practice last week on Wednesday and Thursday. Is he ready to play yet? No, but it's getting closer, and that's a really good sign for us.
And then as far as the rushing attack goes, kind of 50-50 it felt like. Did you kind of just feel like whoever had the hot hand was going to carry the load?
Yeah, I thought B.A. did a good job of moving him in and out. I thought Trayshawn made some really good runs late. I thought D.J. did as well. We changed up some of our run schemes because some of the outside zone stuff wasn't working, and so we went to more gap scheme, more pin and pull, and ran some power and stuff. And, you know, we've got a lot of different run game for people to fit up, so it was good to see.
I'll make a Phil for a minute really quickly. Just what is it that's most impressive about Phil?
He's such a veteran. He's so under control. He understands what we're trying to do with him offensively. He's dynamic as a punt returner. The game slows down for him. He can talk things through with a quarterback or other receivers. He's just a complete player, and that's what I'm excited about for Phil. Is, you know, all the time there was always somebody overshadowing him in the past, and he's as good a go-to receiver as we have, and that's exciting because we're, you know, coming into this year, not having Malik, not having Cade, we were wondering what was going to happen there. We thought Phil would be steady. Well, Phil's been better than steady. RJ's been better than steady. J-Jack's been better. Now we got Keegan coming in here. We've got a lot of depth at wide receiver that excites us because it probably lets us open things up a little bit more.
And how about Khalid Duke?
Man, he's a terror. Man, he's a good player. And, you know, we keep him fresh, too. That's the other thing I was pleased with Coach Wyatt. I thought Matlock had some good rushes. I thought Mott did, and Duke is just so difficult to try to block. And, you know, they had one of those guys, too. They had that number 9 on the edge was really good. And we got one on the edge in 29 and some other guys that are really good. And that's what a difference it is when you can rush 3 or 4 and get that great pressure.